Take hold. Engage. You are now entering the Cerebral Podcast. Thought of the day comes from William Shakespeare. Ignorance is the curse of God. Knowledge is the wing wherewith we fly to heaven. Joke of the day. What do you get when you combine literature and crutches? Answer: a new twist on body English. Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Cerebral Podcast. This is the 9th episode. Last week, I talked about computers, processes, and compiling and interpreting information. But what happens when compiled or previous experience meets something that doesn't match with expectations or planning? For many parents, having a child with a disability causes an existential crisis of meaning or purpose. The shock and trauma of having a child with a disability is often overwhelming and puts physical and financial stress on parents and families. The stress can come from simple shame and blame or not meeting the expected outcome. After recording last week's episode, I received the following notification from the dictionary app on my phone. Disinvent. The traditional interpretation of disinvent means to undo the invention of or reverse the existence of something. My reaction upon seeing the word disinvent was, that's exactly what parents need to do. They need to invent or create solutions and support systems to deal with the new and or unexpected challenges. Shakespeare posed the question more eloquently than I could.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing, end them.
I have questioned my existence many times throughout my life. My basic answer is that I exist to make myself better and to make those around me better. I am not the fastest mover or shaker. I exist to help and to be helped. I exist to understand the world and have the world understand me. In the field of psychology, cognitive dissonance is the mental discomfort or psychological stress when two or more contradictory beliefs, ideas, or values exist. In 1957, Leon Festinger proposed that human beings strive for internal psychological consistency to function mentally in the real world. A person who experiences internal inconsistency tends to be motivated to reduce the cognitive dissonance. In last week's episode, I talked about the oxymoron of successful failure. An oxymoron can be the result of cognitive dissonance where the belief and the experience cognitively crash. The crashes can come from cultural expectations or environments. As a person with a disability, cognitive dissonance is a useful tool when confronted by social perceptions or cultural fears. Wrestling with or reconciling the cognitive dissonance of yourself or others can help build a muscle of positive resistance that can help you balance that shaky spear. Belief perseverance is the psychological tendency for people to hold their beliefs as true even when there is ample evidence to discredit the belief. When faced with evidence that contradicts the beliefs, people may choose to discredit, dismiss, or misinterpret, or place little significance on the contradictory information. Belief perseverance is different for someone with a disability. Just having a disability and not knowing how to deal with it is a daunting task. Parents dealing with the shock or unexpected disability diagnosis often experience cognitive dissonance. The internal struggles of parents are often dismissed because of the needs of the child with a disability. But it is important for parents to be resistant to previous beliefs or expectations. Through this resistance and support from different sources, cognitive dissonance can help parents reconcile the new reality. Belief perseverance for a parent, I believe, comes from the understanding that the child is more important than the disability. That belief can grow over time as the parent builds up more resistance and breaks down previous expectations. I believe for a child with a disability, it is the willingness to try, knowing that failure is possible or even probable. Taking the chance to move ahead or confront resistance is important. Effort does not always equal evidence. Getting over the hump, jumping over the hurdle, dealing with the obstacle in front of you are all ways to describe the fighting or quantifying the odds. The resistance of fighting against the odds can help you realize that the effort is not necessarily lost. Building up risk tolerance often comes before building risk strength. Part of building risk strength is realizing what is learned through the experience to become better next time. Focusing on what is gained can be as difficult as seeing the muscles grow after you work out, or seeing a plant grow after you water it. Results happen after consistent effort. I believe both parents and the child need rehabilitation after a debilitating disability with the support of family, friends, and community, etc., to answer the question, to be or not to be. My answer is the acronym TIME. Time invested, meaningful experiences. Time to develop cognitive dissonance and belief perseverance. What fears or expectations existed before the disability occurred? What processes or solutions did you need to create for yourself? How did you use cognitive dissonance and belief perseverance to build up resistance? What solutions can you disinvent? I hope you enjoyed the 9th episode. Thank you for allowing me to be a voice inside your head. I would love to hear your thoughts. Please share the podcast with someone you know. Also, please rate and review the show. You can listen to the show on Podbean, iTunes, and Google Play. The Cerebral Podcast is also now on Spotify. Thank you to all the listeners who participate in the Cerebral Podcast Facebook group. You can email the show at thecerebralpodcast @gmail.com to send questions, comments, or ideas for the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter @ #ThusRuralPodcast. And remember, it takes effort to be vulnerable, be accountable, and be respectful in the way you treat others and yourself. You can be the biggest variable when you take ownership. Now, take hold, engage in your world. You are now leaving the Cerebral Podcast.